Radio.
Good morning, beloved ones, and welcome to the Daily Inspiration Show, sponsored by the Holistic Ministry. I'm Minister James Browning, and I'm broadcasting live this morning from Phoenix, Arizona. Welcome and to the show, and we thank God we made another night, another day, and so we're going to rejoice in it and move forward today. I don't know about you, but I'm excited just to be alive this morning. And it's a good thing. Each and every day you can wake up and you can walk, talk, and breathe. What a blessing. What a blessing, you know, especially with all the stuff going on around us. It's a wonderful thing to be able to wake up in your right mind or right physical body. You may have a little aches and bruises, but hey, you know, compared to some people, that ain't much, you know. So we embrace it as it comes. So today we're going to have an exciting show this morning. You know, this is the third week. Now we're going on into the Daily Inspiration Show, and we have been really impressed because we've gotten wonderful response, and people are happy that we do it. We do this show to give you a little inspiration and motivation in the morning to get your day started off. So we're going to start this show off with, what are you expecting to show up in your life? In other words, it will be called the power of expectation. So what are you expecting to show up in your life this morning, beloved ones? You know, did you set your intents? Well, as for me, every morning when I get up, I personally think that I'm going to have a miracle going to show up in my life. This is something that I just believe. I believe that's what's going to happen. I believe that something special is going to show up in my life today. And so I would see the day as no different than any other day that I would expect that something special is going to happen. Does it always happen that way? No. But I go put the expectations of it happen that way. So what you expect will have a profound effect on how your day go, beloved ones. What you're expecting to show up will have a profound effect on your day to day. It doesn't necessarily mean that what you're expecting in the day is going to turn out 100% that way, but at least you are starting off with the right intent and expectation, and the universe will be supporting you on that vibration, you know? So that's important that you put that energy out. You choose every day when you wake up, you choose to put your attention on what you want to show up will definitely make a difference in what really does show up, as I said earlier. Or you got a choice. You can just allow whatever your vibrational frequencies are putting out today to show up. In other words, it's called the law of attraction to a great extent. Whatever you're putting out, you're getting back. Beloved ones, you're always putting out energy. You're always vibrating and emitting a vibrational frequency to go out. And that vibrational frequency is attaching into the physical world and bringing back what you're putting out. Thank God that it doesn't always happen instantaneously, because some of the vibrational frequencies we're having are not very good at the moment. At least we have time to adjust. So your vibrational frequency, if you're going to depend strictly on your vibration, it could be something that you put out days before, months before, and today is the day that it shows up in your life. But you do have an opportunity to put out good energy and get good energy back, beloved ones. In other words, you're in charge of what shows up in your life. You are 100% in charge of what you're showing up in your life. And unfortunately, beloved one, there is a lot of negative energy out in the ethers these days. With all the chaos going on, all the political unrest going on, all the virus and illnesses going up, there's all over the planet, there's a lot of negative energy taking place at this particular time. And you have to be prepared to be able to deal with that and to be able to position yourself so that you will not be affected by what's going on in the world and what's happening out there. You too, you can affect yourself. You can protect yourself against what is happening in the world today. Okay? And I'm going to show you a little bit about how you go about doing that, because that's important that you're able to do that. So whatever you're going through mentally and emotionally, beloved ones, always show up in your physical world. Especially what's going on in your emotional world. You see, because it's not so much what you think, It's about what you feel that you're really attracted. It's your feeling world that attracts to you the things that come into your life. You have a thought, and those thoughts are out there, but then when you connect those thoughts to your feeling, and so that is when it really begins to come into your world. So, and like I said earlier, beloved one, you are constantly emitting a vibrational frequency. So whatever you're sending out, good, bad, or indifference, it will always come back to you. So since you have a choice and what you're thinking and how you're feeling, then by all means, you should set your intentions for only the good to show up in your life, okay? And if you're setting it for any other thing, then, you know, there's consequences that. So I call it taking charge of your life. And every day you get an opportunity to take charge of your life, and you should want to do that because, you know, each step, each day is important to you. So your emotional feelings will constantly show up. Now, if your feelings are, you're feeling really anger, or you're feeling disappointed, or a lot of grief going on in your life, and you're feeling that kind of vibration, beloved ones, you cannot expect anything to show up other than those that screwed up emotion you're having is what's going to show up in your physical world today. It's the law. It has no other alternative but to show up in that manner. So it is so important that you are able to raise your vibration, not allow that to happen to you. Beloved ones, when you find yourself in an unbalanced state, when you have those emotional changes going on to you and you feel those things in it, then my suggestion to you is that you do not leave your house until you're able to adjust your emotional feelings, because you are creating things that you do not want to show up in your life, okay? So, but if you decide not to work on creating good and positive vibrations, then at the end of the day, beloved ones, you are not going to be happy with the results, because you're only going to get back that vibrational energy that you are allowing to go out and that you are allowing to become part of your day. So do not allow yourself to go out into the world when you're feeling in that kind of state. You take your time, go look in the mirror, read your Bible, say some affirmations, do whatever you need to do to adjust your attitude, to adjust your feelings about what's going on, about whatever is happening to it. Don't you go outside of your household with your emotions being unbalanced, because you're not going to be happy with what shows up that day. And it's just a law, so you cannot change it. And due to the fact there's so much negative energy that is in the ethers, that your negative feelings will be fed into the negative feelings of others who are there. And you cannot afford to allow yourself to get caught up in emotions of the world, especially now, because there's so much negativity out there that you just do not want to have it to be part of your world. So you have to constantly work on putting yourself in a positive emotional feeling vibe. You need to be sending out those kind of things. Now, if you're one of those type of people who are constantly positive, not a very many of people out there like that, but there are some who stay in a constant state of positive and try to make sure that they are in high frequency every day, then you do not have as much to worry about, because you're also going to get what you are putting out. So if you are blessed, a blessed one, and you realize and you work on staying at high energy and staying in high vibrations, then you will have a better control of your day. Even the people that I know personally that live in that high vibrational state most of the time still want to have some effect on what actually shows up. So even people that are vibrating at that level will also have intents. They will set their day off with intents of what they want to show up and how they wanted to show up, okay? Although that they are vibrating at that high energy and high, and more likely what shows up is going to be positive because they're in that state of mind. But still, they want to have more control of their day, so they set up the intent to be able to do that. Okay, beloved ones. And setting up your intents of what you want to show up in your life starts when you wake up in the morning. When you wake up, you have to set that intent of what you want to show up. You have to put your energy out there to allow it to go into the universe as you go. See, what happens in your morning usually affects your whole day. So you have to make sure that you get up with the intent of something great, something wonderful is going to happen to you today. You're going to be blessed in a special way today, okay? You have to do that. So I encourage each one of you to give that a try. You know, what do you have to lose by, you have nothing to lose and everything to gain by trying this process of getting up with the expectations of something wonderful is going to show up in your life in some kind of way that you're going to have a blessed and positive day and have energy flowing into your life and things going to come and just make you totally happy and you're going to have a blessed day. Now, it doesn't, I mean, I'm not saying that just because you did that don't mean that you won't have any challenges today. Yes, the challenges will come. That's part of life. But it will make it much easier for you when you're in that state of high frequency, even when you do have a challenge. You're able to sustain and rise above those challenges, beloved one. So your mental, your emotional feeling world is so, so important to you. So be willing to at least try it for a week or so and see if that doesn't work and that doesn't help out for you. You know, one thing for sure, if it doesn't work, you can always go back to the old way. But I think that if you are willing to give it a try, sincerely give it a try, set your intentions on something good and something positive happening every day, I think the possibilities are that you will never go back to your old way of thinking, your old way of feeling, because you'll realize that you are creating a wonderful thing by being in that positive and positive emotional setting. So if you have not got your day started, you have not gone out today, even if you're out, stop. If you're not in that high frequency, stop where you're at. Take a few minutes, say a prayer, do some affirmations, and shift that energy right now, because that's what's going to make your day come out the way that you want it to come out, okay? Do not allow the masses and society to control your day. You are in charge of your own life, beloved one. So I want you to take charge of that, and I want you to come to the full understanding that I tell you all the time that you are in charge in life and that you are gods and goddesses in the flesh. So you have the ability to control your destination, beloved one. So you go forth, set forth intentions, and move forward. So we're going to close. 15 minutes go real fast. We're going to close with a prayer. So, beloved mighty I Am present, we give thanks and gratitude this day for all that is showing up. We thank you, God, for all the energy and all the conscious awareness that is showing up in our lives today, and we will constantly raise our vibration and keep our mind focused on positive things. We'll keep our mind focused on you, God, knowing that you are the source of everything that shows up in our life. You are the source of all of our goods, and we totally embrace your love, your unconditional love that you share with us every second of the day, God. We know that you are the one that keep us in our right mind and our right physical bodies, so we say thank you, God. We thank you, God, for divine protection of our physical bodies today, that we'll go and move in that high state of frequency and attract only the positive and the high energy that is for us. Our day will be significantly positive today, and we will have wonderful results. At the end of our day, we'll say thank you, God, because you have allowed us to have a wonderful and positive and blessed day, and we know that you will constantly guide us and keep us safe. So we pray for divine protection of our physical body today, that no harm will come to it, and that we will be able to sustain ourselves on all levels. God, we see our physical bodies being wrapped in the white light of protection and knowing that all is well and that you are the source of all that is. Thank you, God. We are so grateful. We are so grateful, and so it is. Thank you, beloved ones. Tune in tomorrow for Minister Joe Pearson, Toast of Life, tomorrow.